don't actually have an appraisal that is current. We have an appraisal that is from 2007, so that's, what, 7 years old, when the building was brand new and the business was just starting. We now have a building that's been vacant for a year. Her question is, since she's paying about $4,000 in taxes, is there any way that she can get a break on the valuation of the building and or land that's there?
I'd say the land's probably accurate. I'd say the improvements could be lowered, but I don't know the real estate market in Forsyth as well as...
I don't know either, Brandon, but I thought the structure itself, what it is sitting there, I thought it could be lowered a little bit. I don't know how substantial it will make a difference in her taxes, but you have any idea, Chuck, on that building where they got the square footage and all that there? But its sole purpose is for a restaurant, and it's been vacant for a year, so...
We've got an override value there of $165,208 on the shows grain elevator here as well. Bear with me a second.
What does that mean?
That's what it says on mine, too.
Why it says grain elevator.
1736 can't be right. That's a small.
Is that 36 doesn't sound right? Square feet?
I don't know, Chuck. How big is that?
How big is what?
Like the building.
2,700? That's probably about right. Right at 3,000 square feet.
There it is.
Here. I could kick it around with her. Appraisers in the morning, or maybe I'd even in the morning get back to you. If you want to stall it.
Well, her appraiser's appraisal is from 2007.
No, I mean check with Kenny and Roger.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah. It's a hidden bank. I sent you
I'm showing land on the O'Reilly at $22,737, which is the building next to it.
Uh-huh.
And... I'm not mistaken.
They usually build about 4,000 square foot buildings, don't they? They're bigger than
that. Mickey D's.
FYI, we've got land on in Forsyth for 50 cents instead of 250 or 350 in Randall.
Is area?
I'd say combined, it'd probably be down to around 200,000. That'd take 38.9 off. If you look at the land, because O'Reilly's has 4.6 acres for 22. And she's got
property at the back of that, I think, pops on back to the other structure. It's 146 feet by 327, so long. It's going to be tough to figure.
Yeah. Chuck, does it not being open, does that affect the value of the building?
As a rule, no, it doesn't. Of course, on commercial property, you look at what kind of income will it produce is where you get your value, and if we've got enough restaurants where we don't need it, then that lowers the value in that respect. But you'd have to look at it, you know, on the income instead of the cost approach that we use.
Did you get the physical size of that structure?
No.
I'm thinking with the depreciation factor that Chuck was talking about, if you knew what the physical size of it, you might make some adjustment there.
I can see it. So.
I don't believe it's as big as what they're saying. I believe it's 4,000
square
foot.
Well, they're down as 4,000.
They have 2780 or something like that.
I don't think we could make a substantial enough change that we can, you know, I believe.
I think it's pretty accurate.
Yeah, if we had it down to 200,000, it'd be the only figure that I could use. That would. That's just depreciation. It's not a huge. I believe that's.
Chuck, do you have any depreciation on it?
They've got it on for 97%.
So what do you think it could do?
Well, the system by the age doesn't give it any more than that.
Total valuation right now?
238.9.
Yeah.
Did you actually make a motion?
I will make that motion.
Is there a second?
I'll motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
What about the...
Chuck is also, if you hear something like that, he's keeping the, you chat, you know, Chuck will talk with you. Am I correct, Chuck?
Sure.
Told me that long ago. So he'll stay.
I think we need to move to deny.
Ron's making the motion.
Move to deny DOE 20141.
But if you have more second information, let me know.
To deny.
A pretty good chunk there for you.
Yeah. As soon as I find it. 2014-137, discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
If you if you could get somebody to do an appraisal with the income approach.
Which one was going to talk to Bill?
Your guess is as good as mine is what that will show. I don't know.
Let's stand in recess until tomorrow.